Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic. I'm one of your hosts, Kirk Smith, and this is my co-host,
Graham K.
Yes, this is your comedian's guide to autism. We are two comedians who have autistic loved ones. I have a severely autistic 18-year-old son.
And I have an autistic 33-year-old brother. Did I cut you off? Oh my God, I'm embarrassed.
No, I was thinking, am I supposed to say a person with autism, an 18-year-old son with autism? Dang it, I forgot again.
It's always the person first.
Person with autism. Makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. This is just
how did you forget that?
I don't know.
It's episode like 99 or something.
It's close. I think we're 97, 98. I don't remember. Depends how these come out, what order we decide to send these out in. But yeah, we're almost at 100. You know what we should do? We should start a new season. Right?
Every year. Got a new cast member?
Well, we're at episode 100. Eventually, I think it might be easier to organize these in seasons. So, like, I think at 100, we'll go season 2. That's a good season. 99 episodes.
I don't think I understand what a season is, but okay.
It's whatever we want it to be. This is our podcast. Guys, right. we appreciate the letters. This week, we got a few letters from people. I got a couple of very nice letters. I've tried to get back to everybody. Yeah, so if it's been a few months and you haven't heard from me, I'm not ignoring you. Just busy and got lost in the shuffle. Please resend, and I'd be happy to get back to you, talk to you about stuff.
I'd love it if somebody was upset at you. Selfish. then they listen to like the last few podcasts. Oh dear God!
Ah crap! I guess I'm the jerk in this situation again.
Oh, this Kirk's funny. Very selfish. Oh my God! Yeah.
So
you're the best dude. Don't worry.
Oh man, I'm a little overwhelmed. I'm getting caught up. I'm starting to get.
Going to Edinburgh. Yeah, you don't be overwhelmed. You got a big adventure coming up. You're going to Edinburgh. You know, you're going to the largest comedy festival in the world.
It's the big one.
For 3 weeks, you're going to go there. And then you're going to go to Sweden and Norway and do stand up there. And you're going to see your son. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'm putting together a little run here to get my... want to see my son at the beginning and at the end of the Edinburgh run. And then, put together some shows that will help pay for my travels to get over there and see my son. And I'm excited. I'm a little nervous. You know, this is, a lot of this is just a lot of busy work, you know. Yeah, so. But it's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. How about you? How's
that? It's great. It's good you're busy, buddy.
Yeah, that's good. Guys, if you are in Stockholm. Yeah, come see me September 1st at the Stockholm Comedy Club. But I was going to say, if you're in Edinburgh, I'm there 3 weeks. I have my own show, 6:30, I want to say. Boy, it would be good if I was professional and knew what time my own show was. 6:20 at the Black Market is the name of the venue in beautiful Edinburgh. So an hour show and 3 weeks, the 5th through the 26th, 21 days.
And are you doing like a specific autism show?
This one is called Rice Krispies with Ketchup, and I'm basing it loosely on the book. So it's I'm marketing it a little less as just autism because I think... last year we had a couple of people that I don't know if they expected just me to say the word autism every sentence. And so this one, it's going to be a lot of autism related material, but I am giving myself the liberty to talk about other things if I want to. So that's what it's going to be about. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Great. Good stuff, man.
How about you? How's your week in review? How's your week in New York City looking? I saw the haircut. No, haircut, you know, grew out. Looks good.
What? Okay. Did I post something?
There's a new... Graham K has got a new Facebook page, people. If you have to take a second to like his fan page, I'm sure he would appreciate that.
Oh, thank you. Jeez. Yeah, that'd be good.
It's not good that I know more about your Facebook than you do, though.
No, I know about it. I just wasn't sure you were talking about it. Yes, I did do... I did do some promotional work yesterday. It
looks good.
And the week's fine. Just a bunch of shows. I don't have a night off until for another week. So
that's great.
I'm gonna be tired, but yeah, it's fine. It's good. Nothing too new to report. My brother starts his job soon. His new job. he's got a new part-time job. It's like 18 hours a week. I'm really excited about it. But he gets, I was talking to my mother about it, he's going to have the same amount of money in his bank account each month, but he'll be less dependent on the government, the Canadian government, for money. Because he qualified for some subsidies.
Yeah, yeah.
And now he's working more and making more real money, so he gets less subsidies. My mother was like almost begrudged. She's like, well, you know, it's good, but he still has the same amount of money because we don't get as much free money. I'm like, yeah, but...
Yeah, but it's his money he earned.
It's his money he earned.
Yeah. And plus there's a little bit of, I think at least, there's a little bit of pride of ownership where you know, when you earn your own money. I remember those specifically when I started to get my own money. Like, this is my money. I made this money. So
yeah, 100%. And also, he'll be more busy. He just does laundry all day, every day.
Maybe his clothes will last longer. He'll wash them less often.
Yeah. Now he's got something else to worry about. Like, I'll be home for like 3 days, you know, and I haven't seen the guy in like 6 months. I'm like, Pete, can we hang out? And he's like, I got to do laundry. I don't know if I can fit it in. I'm like, come on.
I love it.
So, like, anyway, long story short is he won't be, you know, he'll just have more, his mind won't be so idle. He'll be working all day.
That's great.
Yeah, basically got like an extra 15 hours a week at work.
Yeah. Well, he's got the time. That's great, man.
Mm-hmm.
Should we do in the news? We have a couple in the news this week. Should we get to the first one, you think? What do you think?
Let's do it.
So first one, this is in The Independent, which is a UK publication. We do a lot of UK publications here for whatever reason. UK shops will fall quiet to help people with autism. Charities urge action as research reveals 64% of autistic people, this is their verbiage, they should have said people with autism, but autistic people avoid going shopping. Basically talks about how the UK will fall quiet later this year for an hour in October, the first week of October. They will turn down the music and reduce annoying announcements, dim lights to help create a calming and less daunting environment. Shop workers will also be given information about autism and how they can support autistic people or people with autism, Graham would add. A number of major retailers have already signed up, including Clark's and Toys R Us. I think it's interesting. I think...
I just feel like the UK just seems to be more progressive in terms of autism. I would say a third to half of the articles that we use for In the News come out of the UK, funnily enough.
Yeah.
And I think this is like the second or third thing we have... We have brought up about them having some sort of national... thing for people with autism. So I don't know. It's just, I don't know why
it feels like they're like 6 months to a year ahead of us.
Yeah.
The jeans get a little tighter faster over there. The red pants came out first over there. Everything's over there and it makes its way over here eventually.
Yeah, that's true.
I remember they had texting 10 years before we had it, seemed like. I'm serious.
That can't be true. But yeah, I don't know. It's interesting, and I think half of the reason why they do this is for autism awareness.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, like I don't know, how many people with autism are actually going to go out and go shopping and take full advantage of that. And also, it's just an hour window. I mean, you really gotta hit the time perfectly.
Well,
the lights come back on and the noise comes back on, and it's a long lineup.
If anybody could do it, I believe your brother could do it. Get organized and get there in the right time.
Yeah, he could. Yeah,
he seems very organized.
He'd be in and out.
I like it though. I just think it's just for developing understanding, you know, and to have people. Yeah, and I know this is old man comment, but man, sometimes it's loud when you go out.
It is loud. I would like to go. I would honestly would like that for myself.
Yeah. Whenever you go to a restaurant and you can't hear the other person, that's always fun. Like, cool. I can't hear you and I'm paying extra for the soda.
Yeah.
We have a couple other articles. Let's, what do you think? Let's cover a couple more of these.
Yeah. Yeah. There was three pretty interesting things that came out this week.
This was like way over our heads. I should preface this with, but this is in Scientific America.
Even more than usual.
Well, if it's a broadsheet, what is it, rag from the UK, we're probably all on board. But if the word science is in the title, mm-hmm. Not good. I'm not a scientist. Scientific America had a very in-depth article about social ties between autism and schizophrenia, and about comparing the social features of the two conditions could lead to better treatment and deeper understanding of each. I won't read you the whole thing. Listeners, you can look this up, but it is very interesting. Basically, talking about, there's so many areas it seems like that jumps out at me at this is that we overlook and that we just, I guess it's obvious, but in hindsight, but a lot of this stuff seems to be connected.
I guess so. I don't know how it doesn't seem that obvious to me, but I guess so. I don't know, dude.
Well, I'll jump in here and save you. I think it links to a separate article in the Scientific American. It talks about brain tissue studies between the two, where the gene expression patterns point to new autism candidate genes that could also play a role in schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. Okay, so I guess here's what I mean by it seems obvious in hindsight. I know that there's a big movement to not classify autism as a disability, or there's no need to fix it because it's not broken. And we had this discussion many times on this podcast where I feel like, okay, I respect your opinion if you're a high-functioning autistic person with autism. But for somebody like my son, who's not able to work or comprehend, and he's almost an adult, or he's an adult now, I would like some help. And if that means a quote-unquote solution or, you know, I'm hesitant to use the language that they don't like, which I get. But something's clearly not functioning as it could. And that's where the link is to me with schizophrenia and some of these other issues where they have language issues surrounding both of these conditions. Does that make sense? Am I blabbering on and on?
No, it makes sense.
And so if they can identify the genes and the genes are the same genes, well, then it's like, yeah, I mean, it sounds obvious in hindsight, but it's like, yeah, that those specific genes need to be looked at. Mm-hmm. And there's clearly a strong genetic link between the two and bipolar, which JJ's mom had suffered from. I guess that's a different issue. We don't have to talk about that today. I'm not ready to talk about that on air. But yeah.
No, but that is interesting. That does sort of directly affect you. Like the genetics seem to maybe connected. That's crazy. I mean, not crazy, but it's interesting.
It's interesting. Yeah. I mean, that's what the studies say. This isn't my guess. This is a.
Yeah.
This is out of a. Yeah.
No, I know it's not your guess. But wow, I'm sorry I didn't even put the two and two together until you just said that.
Yeah, there's no reason for you to do it. Yeah, it's not doesn't hit close to home as you. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my brother is in his head a lot like a schizophrenic person. He walks down the street and talks to himself. And
well, it talks about that, right? In that article that we were reading, it does talk about whether they talk to themselves. You know, but I think the bigger distinction is them being able to tell between reality and what's real and what's not real.
Yes, my brother, I'm pretty sure can tell the difference.
Right,
but it's impossible for him to not be in that other world that's in his head.
Right.
You know, we all can keep it inside that dialogue, and he's in it. He is in fourth grade, being teased.
Right.
When he's on the bus, you know, but he knows it's his memory. I guess this is the major difference.
Right. Well, like the example we talked about, the guy had he was so lost in his own world, he'd walk into traffic, and they identify it in the article as W because they don't want to say. I'm going to put the article in the liner notes just because I think this is interesting. And there's two articles, and then the other one about the genes, because you know we get. It's funny, but I was talking to somebody today, and we do get some scientists that listen to this. They're just curious about different things, and. And it talks about the two genes located on chromosome 12 called IQSEC to the third and COPS7A are expressed as unusually low levels in autism and schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, researchers have found. I think it's interesting.
It's very interesting. It's very interesting, yeah. And I know, yeah. I don't have the gene chart in front of me, but that sounds right.
Well, full disclosure,
it's
reading.
What I had guessed.
Yeah. I don't know anything, bro.
I assumed it was gene A4627.
I don't want to sound like I know what I'm talking about. I'm reading an article from my typewriter attached to a computer, which is what I call my computer. My typewriter attached to a TV, which is what I call my computer.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know anything about this. But it is, I do think they're going to look back in 20 years 30, 40 years, whatever, when they've figured out all this gene stuff and listened to our podcast and go, these people were idiots.
They're
just a step above killing each other and eating each other.
This podcast will not age well. No. It's not evergreen, as they say.
No, it is not. The jokes might be, but the science is going to age poorly.
Oh, I don't think any of it's going to age well.
They'll be like,
that's okay.
He was really concerned about his hair. Turns out there's a pill in 3 years. He gets all his hair back and his body hair.
Oh, man.
Well, we have a third article because two is never enough. We just thought this was interesting because it touches on a subject we talked about before, which was Jill. You remember Jill Escher, our Roving Reporter, had highlighted a study that she had helped fund about the grandmothers of autistic people, the grandmothers of people with autism, and the link to the environment of those grandmothers. So this one is in The Independent, another UK publication. Do you want to talk about it, Graham?
Yeah, well, it's just so – I thought it was interesting because about a year ago – we've already covered this topic. But about a year ago, 8 months to a year ago, Jill Escher, our roving reporter, based up in San Francisco, she helped spearhead this sort of study. Not the specific study we're talking about, but the idea, the very idea she helped bring to popularity, I guess, is that it could be a trait caused by grandmothers and smoking possibly. And I just thought it was interesting that there's a university in the UK that corroborated this. Now it's not a rock solid study, but they said there is a good possibility that if the grandmother was smoking while she was pregnant with the mother, the smoke while the mother was being created could switch the baby's ovaries, like could change the genes, and maybe there's a correlation between how autism is so prevalent now and the height of women smoking was in the 1940s.
Right.
And also the height of women smoking during pregnancy was the 1940s. Before and after, women didn't smoke. It was like uncouth for women to smoke before then, and then after, people realized that it's bad for your health. So that's sort of like a 15-20 year period where women were smoking during pregnancy, and then two generations later is when everyone's being a lot of people are coming out with this sort of big autism boom. So I thought it was really, really interesting.
Yeah, and it's not it's a smallish study where it's only I think it's 14,000 people, but
yeah,
it's 67 more times if they smoke, they're 67 more times likely to have a grandchild with autism. So it's a strong link. There's not it's 67 times more likely.
Yeah. Right. That's what I just said.
I was just trying to clear it up a little bit.
I thought I nailed it. I guess not good enough for old Kirk.
No, I think you nailed it. I'm going to cut my part out.
By the way, it's out of the University of Bristol. University of Bristol. And this article is The Independent in the UK. Again.
6 months ahead of us.
Both in the UK. This article came out in, I believe, April or something. But anyway, so that's that.
Very interesting stuff. Very interesting stuff.
Three in the newses. We don't normally do three in the newses.
I think that's our topic du jour. I think our topic du jour is the in the news.
Yeah. Well, we haven't done topic du jour in a long time.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, we kind of do topic du jour here and there when we come up with a good one.
I got to be honest, 100 topic du jours are tough to come up with.
They're very hard. We had some good early ones, putting your clothes on, how to put clothes on in a person with autism and stuff like that.
You know what? I've had this one. Okay, this topic du jour is I've had probably 5 people reach out to me and say, reach out to us and say, hey, I'd love to hear about discipline. The problem is I do not feel qualified as an expert in discipline. Like, I think everybody has their own style. And so I would like to open this up. We'd like to hear from you guys. Send us your letters. Tell us what you think about discipline as far as
especially discipline is.
Go ahead.
No, you're on a point.
I was just saying, especially as the child gets older and gets bigger. And so, like, what has worked for you and your loved one with autism? Go ahead.
Sure. That would be great. I can say that it was very difficult. It's always difficult because, again, every kid is different, you know, and kids get big. I mean, your son is giant and strong, and my brother's giant and strong, and you don't know what to do. My parents were at a loss, you know, and they did their best, and it was mostly the right thing, you know. I think my brother was pretty much treated the way I was. In terms of discipline.
Here's the thing, as I get older too, everybody, you know, makes so many mistakes. And with the finality of JJ's mom passing away, like, it just hit me, like, you make all these mistakes that are not correctable. You know what I mean? So it's like, whether it's a relationship with his mom or as he gets older, you know, that you know, you make discipline decisions. And then those decisions impact the way he's brought up. And then if you re-examine your logic or your reasoning and you change it, well, you've already done it. So, like, if you already spanked him and it wasn't a good decision, that's already done. So
yeah,
like,
but, I mean, it's...
Yeah, anyway.
It's okay. It's, like, not the end of the world.
So I guess what I'm saying is for all of you out there, I do want to hear your notes, but at the same time, give yourself a little bit of grace if you're doing the best you can. And
Yeah. Beat your kids. That's what Kirk Smith says, everybody.
That's going to be There's the quote that's going to end up on a t-shirt somehow.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That's not what I said. Guys, please take a second to like Graham K. Comedy. Graham K.'s Facebook. Jeez Louise. Graham K.'s got a new Facebook called Graham K. Comic.
Yeah.
And he'd appreciate if you like it. And I'd appreciate if you'd follow me on Facebook or Instagram, Kirk Smith Comedian. Oh boy, now I can't remember my own stupid thing.
It's all becoming pretty clear where we are in the business.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
I'll be in Europe next month touring.
Are you sure it's not Africa?
Oh boy, unbelievable. By the time this comes out, you'll miss me at the store. Doesn't matter. I'll be in LA this week. Next couple weeks, I'll be in Europe. Look me up on Facebook. Find my dates. Come see me. I will tell you a joke.
They're going to be great shows.
It's going to be good. I need to figure out the marketing and all that stuff.
But if you're ever in New York City, go to my website. And I got a list of all my show times. It's comedybythegraham.com. You know, and let me know, and I'll try and put you on the guest pass.
Ooh, where are you regularly at? Where's a club that you like? What are you working on?
The Stand. I'm regularly at The Stand, okay, everybody. Great. Also, Patreon.com, guys. Patreon.com. Please donate, if you already haven't, to this podcast. You can donate $1 per episode. We would really appreciate that. Or you could do $5. That'd be amazing, too. Honestly, it helps keeps us doing it, and we do appreciate it. And, yeah, patreon.com/autastic.
We love you guys. You can do it. Have a great week.